Continuing on with the halachos pertinent to the tziruf, what makes people connected to require or not require an eruv chatzirus? So ha'achin, here we are in Mishnah Zayin, the brothers, hashutvin, or as the gear says, some have the, also the partners, either brothers or partners. So in both cases, they are ochlin, shayu ochlin al shulchan aviyim, that they are eating in, let's say, their father's house, v'yashenim b'bateim, and both of the children sleep in their individual houses. So even though they eat together with the father, since they sleep separately and they don't eat together in each other's houses, tzrichin eruv l'kol echad ve'echad, each one of them needs to contribute to the eruv in that chatzer. Lefichach, and therefore, imshachach echemehem yevelo eruv, if one of them forgot and didn't contribute, mevatel es reshuso. He has to do bitul reshus, as we spoke about earlier, for somebody who doesn't contribute to the eruv, they have to become a guest by nullifying their portion. Emasai, when is that? That's when they put the food of the Eruv in somebody else's house. Avlam haya Eruv ba'etzlan. But if the food of the Eruv, let's say, goes into their father's house where they eat all their meals, then, oh, she'enu imam diurin b'chatzar, or they're the only ones living in that chatzar, einon tzricha la'arav, because they're already considered to be one unit. And the whole point of the Eruv is to create a connection between different units, but since these families are already connected by their shared family connection through their shutfus or their brotherhood, so that's going to not require an eruv for them. Mishnah Ches, different kind of case, and this is talking about the relationship between a chatzer and a mavoi. As we explained earlier, you have multiple chatzeros of these little cul-de-sacs, these courtyards that are open into the mavoi. Well, the mavoi, therefore, kind of is the umbrella for these chatzeros, and therefore chamish chatzeros psucha zulazu. Let's say you have five chatzeros that are sequential. They open into each other. Upsuchos la mavoi. They also open into a shared mavoi. Eruv b'chatzeros v'lonish datfu b'mavoi. They made individual eruv chatzeros, but not in the mavoi. They didn't make one sheet of muvos. Mutar b'chatzeros. Each one of them can participate in their eruv chatzeros. And because they made eruv chatzeros with each other, they can transfer from one chatzer to the other. Vasur b'mavoi, but they can't take out into the street, which is the larger entity, the mavoi. Vim nishtatfu b'mavoi, but if they participated in the mavoi, mutar v'kan v'kan, that covers even the chatzerus. And that's why the Mishnah is going to go on to give the similar permutation. Eruv b'chatzerus v'nishtatfu b'mavoi, they did both. V'shachach echem b'nei chatzer v'lo eruv, and one of the chatzerus had a guy who forgot to participate, and therefore their eruv collapsed, v'lo eruv. It's not a problem. Why? Because the shituf that took place in the mavoi covers and governs all of the chatzeros as well. Mutar kan v'kan. Mibnei mavoi v'lenishtatev. What if one of the mavois did not participate? Then mutar b'chatzeros. You're allowed in the chatzeros, but not v'asur b'mavoi. Why sham mavoi l'chatzeros? This is the key line. The mavoi in relationship to the chatzeros is kechatzer labatim. And the same way that if you have in the chatzer, that covers for the batim. If you have in the mavoi, that covers for the chatzeros.